This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I guess. And Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live.
I sound a little like Dave Mustaine. Hello, Free Talk Live. This is Dave Mustaine of Megadeth. You're listening to Free Talk Live. Hello. No? All right. 855-450-3733. This is our toll-free number. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. Hello. How are you? I'm good, thanks.
On 98 Rock FM.
In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
We've been talking, well, about a whole bunch of things. Previous segment, we were talking a bit about Bitcoin, but we started off talking about this article from Zero Hedge, but more importantly from the Babylon Bee.
Babylon Bee, yeah.
About their tips for voting. Is that what it is?
The official voter's guide.
Well, let's pick up where we left off, Richard.
All right. So if you're going to go there and vote, if you're a Calvinist, close your eyes and vote for random people to place it all in God's hands.
Wait, wouldn't you want to place it in Calvin's hands?
Well, you see, the people you're going to vote for have already been predetermined.
Right.
So by trying to make a choice, really, you are an affront to God's divine plan. And it's also impossible.
So, oddly enough, I had a boss who's a self-described Calvinist.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, telling me all about it. And how, he got, the Holy Spirit came and talked to him and told him he had to do this. And I go, all right, well, I guess I'll just wait for that. Because then I can't be a Calvinist until that happens.
Right.
So I'll just continue doing what I'm doing until I get that revelation myself.
I always thought it was just people who were into some guy named Calvin.
Yeah, it's spiritual determinism is what it is.
Oh, a Calvinist versus a Hobbesian?
Yeah, there you go. Next one. Host a mega tailgate party outside the polling station, even if you're a Biden voter. Biden parties are lame.
Yes.
That is definitely true. I've seen the footage.
So that's part of what scares me a little bit, is because to me, like, the Trump rallies are all big and strong and makes you think that Trump's got all the support, and the Biden rallies are, like, meek and mild and, kind of, like, sad and depressing. However, I would assume that Biden voters are more likely to be the ones who stay inside during a global pandemic for their safety and aren't the ones to show up all willy-nilly with super spreader events like the Trump rally, so it may not be as good of an indication of voter turnout as rally turnouts.
I know a girl whose nickname was Super Spreader.
Okay.
Also, I wanted to clarify, you said host a MAGA, M-A-G-A.
Right.
That's Mexicans always get across, right?
Yeah, make somebody great again.
Okay, just checking.
All right. Is it pronounced MAGA? Did I pronounce it wrong?
Well, and that's the thing. Like, I can pretty much guarantee that as far as the people showing up and voting tomorrow, Trump wins. However, there's a whole lot of people not showing up and voting tomorrow, but already filled out their forms and put them in the proper places and all of that.
And half of them were dead before that happened.
You mean Tuesday?
Hmm? Yeah, Super Tuesday.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Day after tomorrow.
Close enough. We have to set the clocks
I know the government savings time has gotten to you. And, it messes with your circadian rhythms and your sleep cycle and, all that fun stuff. So.
You mean Tuesday doesn't come after Sunday? Ah, crud.
I mean, some people wish it would.
Maybe in Europe. If you are made to wait in line for any length of time, scream voter suppression at the top of your lungs.
I might show up to a voting area, not to vote, but just to do that.
Just to
scream, voter suppression!
Get it on video.
Excuse me, sir, you need a mask.
Voter suppression! Voter suppression! Take the time to listen to a woman of color and ask how she would vote, like Candace Owens.
I missed the reference there.
Oh, She is
conservative.
Black conservative female.
Oh, okay. All right.
So I don't want to use the word token, but she's like the token go-to. If you want to go like, well, what does a black woman think? You go to Candace Owens.
Okay.
Well, it's a strange thing that I've seen so few people who claim to speak for the black community actually ask the black community what they like. It seems almost like they're just putting forward their ideas in the name of minorities.
Because you can't really ask an entire community what they like?
Yeah.
How would that work?
Well, and also, I mean, you could ask, like, people, you know, do a survey. Go through a black neighborhood. You know, knock on doors and be like, how do you feel about 72 genders?
And maybe that'll bring us all together. Don't let the post office deliver your ballot. Instead, hand-deliver your ballot directly to President Trump.
Wow. Yeah, a long line at the White House.
And then you can scream voter suppression if you have to wait.
That's true.
Does he really have the hands for that many voter ballots?
Just tiny little hands.
They're the greatest hands. They're the best hands ever.
Beautiful hands. Exceptional hands.
People have said that they're the best hands.
Bring a basin of water so you can wash your hands after voting like Pontius Pilate. And the final one, pray or don't. Whatever, it's cool. You do you. We hope you find this guide beneficial. Now it's time to vote and save our democracy from the evil other half of the country. Go get them, champ. That's the end. So there's your Babylon Bee voter's guide for Tuesday. Take their advice.
Thank you.
Vote harder.
Babylon Bee.
Well, you know, the people voting are, in fact, saving the country from the other half of the country that doesn't.
So they think. And the problem is both sides think that. It's and true. So we end up...
Well, no, I mean, so the half of the country just doesn't vote anymore.
Okay.
So it's that half that they're saving the country from.
Oh.
Both Biden and Trump supporters.
Okay. Because I talked to a friend who I'm going to assume, you know, sent in his vote. You know, his social media posts lend me to believe that he's on the left. And so I said, like, you know, do you really think that the way you cast your vote, which I didn't ask him, you know, I'm making assumptions here, is like a win-win situation? And he went, absolutely. And I go, that's part of the problem right there. Right? You think that you're so righteous with whom your chosen candidate is that the other half of people that disagree with you vehemently are still better off because your candidate wins. And that's so misguided and mistaken.
Well, see, what really needs to happen is that I need to become God Emperor of the Universe and tell you all what to do because I'm better at making decisions than you.
But that's the mentality of all of the voters, right? The people voting for Trump think the same thing, right, as the people voting for Biden, that they must do this not only for self-defense of their own interest, but because it's better for all parties involved.
You know,
and both parties can't believe it.
It's an act of supreme compassion for me to threaten you with kidnapping for the things I don't like.
When you put it like that, it sounds bad, but they actually believe that, and that's, you know, part of the problem.
I vote because I care about you.
That's why I wear a mask. It's for your safety.
So voting is just gaslighting.
Sure. Yeah.
Based on your description.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, we do have this other article from Mises.org. Now, I love this website, and you should go and check it out, Mises.org, if you haven't already. This one is called How to Limit Social Media's Power Without Growing Government.
This is important because there's a lot of people that claim social media is out of control.
Oh, it is.
And, okay. But a lot of the prescriptions for how to fix that is more government regulation.
I disagree. I mean, with the lot of people who say that.
Right. But a lot of those people are tech and higher-ups or, you know, popular individuals in the tech industry and surrounding that. So they think that they have special knowledge about social media and tech in general. And every time social media or Google or Amazon or Facebook runs amok, right, it's like, oh, we just need more regulations to keep them in line and hold them back and, do whatever it is.
Yeah.
Well, gee, if only they hadn't put their thumb on the scale to put these companies in a monopoly position in the first place, then we wouldn't be here.
Those people may see that, but they don't recognize that as the problem, right? Government may issue monopolies in, you know, power and water and whatever else, you know, local municipalities, And they go, well, really what the government needs to do is take over the Internet because that is so ubiquitous that it needs to be run by them.
Yeah, I've
monopolies
heard,
are bad.
I've heard several folks say the Internet needs to be a utility.
Public utility.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great.
Well, I mean, I'm sure the people of Flint are really enjoying the government job on water so far.
Right. Well, you know they are. It's tasty.
It's got extra vitamins and minerals.
Chunky. It's got electrolytes. It's what plants crave. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll talk more about this on Free Talk Live coming up.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin tops 13,000 and breaks its own record for consecutive days above 10,000. Satoshi Nakamoto, if alive, enters the top 200 world's wealthiest people. DC, International Monetary Fund manager, warns of major financial reset imminent. PayPal begins selling and accepting Bitcoin. Bitcoin goes mainstream. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Bear the rescue dog had very flaky skin, dropping a lot of fur, and LeVette wanted to do steroid injections. That was at a dead end.
DINOVITE.com.
Probably 6 weeks after we started using Dynavite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch. It was awesome.
You get Dynavite, how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves Dynavite for 90 days.
DINOVITE.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com. Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition.
The Delta Tones.
Our toll-free number here is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
And I need to tell you about AnyPay 2.0 is here. And crypto payments are now faster than ever. If you're using Edge Wallet, Handcash, Bitcoin.com, or Dash Wallet, your experience should be smooth. But some wallets, well, they're not ready for this impressive new technology just yet. These wallet programmers need to hear from you, the wallet users. Visit AnyPayInc.com/upgrade to learn why some popular wallets are incompatible with AnyPay 2.0, and reach out to the wallet programmers and encourage them to make payments perfect at AnyPayInc.com/upgrade. That's AnyPayInc.com/upgrade. I've personally had excellent experiences. I use the Edge Wallet. They're dialed into AnyPay, and the at least here in the Keene area, the retailers that take the cryptocurrency, they use the AnyPay as their POS system, and it's great. It works great for me. I use it tonight to pay for my dinner.
Very cool.
We're going to delve into this article from Mises.org, but first, let's go to David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, infinite wisdom. Your government has infinite wisdom.
And infinite wisdom. I thought they had infant wisdom.
Well, he said the government, so it might be infant wisdom.
Well, I think that's denigrating to infants to think that they're as unwise as the government.
infantile wisdom. And I can prove it. Let me prove it to you right now.
Uh-oh.
So, in New Mexico, in the court system, in the family and children's court system, before Judge M. Monica Zamora and Judge John J. Romero Jr. and Judge Angela Jewell, amongst others, but that's good enough for now. So,
if all three agree, it counts.
Pardon?
If all three of them agree, it counts.
That's right. And so, in their infinite wisdom, they decided that a dude that married my ex should be able to adopt my children and push their biological father out of the picture, out of the lives of his biological children, because what? It would be in the best interests of the children.
Mm.
And so now this is a police report. It's actually a court document and a police report. Mm-hmm. In New Mexico versus Kurt Elich, E-L-I-C-H. And one excerpt of this rather short police report anyway, it's just one long paragraph, but pulling the best parts. So this gentleman who was the state allowed to adopt my children before I got it reversed on appeal unanimously, this gentleman, Mr. Elich, it says right here, let's see, he got on top of her and covered her nose and mouth with his hands. Ms. Elich stated that Mr. Elich was suffocating her, and she was unable to breathe. Ms. Elich stated Mr. Elich forcefully attempted to have sexual intercourse with her. Ms. Elich stated she was not wearing pants, and Mr. Elich attempted to penetrate her vagina with his penis, but was unable to do so. Ms. Elich stated there was contact, but no penetration. Ms. Elich stated she was able to get away from Mr. Elich and climb out the window. Ms. Elich stated she ran up the hill behind her house and called 911. Ms. Elich stated she could hear Mr. Elich yelling at her son, David Elich, and his name should not be Elich, should be Olson, because he's my son,
okay,
inside the house.
Yeah, you sum it up for us, David.
That is the sum of it. So this dude that in the infinite wisdom of our government, which should not exist, they decided, because they're so much smarter than us, that the biological children of me should instead be the legal children adopted to this dude right here, who
is allegedly accused of rape, according to the document you just read, right?
Well, he's charged. This is a grand jury indictment on felony charges of beating the ass out of my children's mother and attempting to rape her, and then assaulting and battering my son.
Okay.
And he's charged with that as well.
Your case notwithstanding, can you envision a scenario where the wife is a single mother raising children and remarries, and that dude wants to, you know, adopt the kids because he loves the kids?
Can I envision that?
Yeah.
I can envision it, but there's really no need for adoption and any of that crap anyway. You know, if two people are in a relationship and they have children and they don't want to be in that relationship anymore, at least one of them, and so they split up, okay, so what? And so the kids go, they're with their mom half the time and they're with their dad half the time, and that's about all that is, that's about as complicated as it gets.
There might be a legal reason for the adoption, right, if something should happen to the mother. And
a legal reason? What, are you advocating for government, you moron?
No.
No, he's just throwing scenarios at you.
What are you advocating for government for, you moron?
Well, I'm not advocating for the government. I'm saying that they're...
Well,
they're...
you said a legal reason.
Sure.
Who in the hell creates law, you moron?
Well, I mean, if you're going to keep calling me a moron and interrupting me, I can't have the conversation, you idiot.
I'm just doing that for fun. So okay. If you want to speak, go ahead and speak.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I'm
telling you, dude, I'm not having fun with you insulting my co-host here.
I'm not really insulting him when it's tongue in cheek, moron.
Okay, well, that'll be enough of that. Thanks for the call, David.
All right.
Appreciate that.
I was thinking of a
horrible situation.
Scenario, right?
David has called in before, and it's a horrible situation. The family court, first of all.
Always a horrible
situation. Always a horrible situation. They don't abide by, well, even their own laws.
They don't have rules to abide by.
Right, and it's basically just a free-for-all for the judges and the lawyers to essentially take the money of people who are battling for the well-being of their children.
Right, but you may have a scenario where the father is either out of the picture or doesn't want to be in the picture, right? The mother remarries, finds a loving husband, and that dude wants to adopt the kids. Now, why would you want to do that? Well, for legal reasons, because we live in a society that has laws and rules, and I'm all for getting rid of those,
yes.
But right now that's the situation we have.
Yes.
So a medical condition befalls the mother, befalls the children. Who is then responsible for the children? Does it revert back to the biological father who's nowhere to be found? Or
well,
does the adoptive father...
Well,
right.
Hold on. You're moving the goalpost in your hypothetical here. Like, I mean, he was pointing out the possibility of, okay, so a couple splits up, so split the time with the kids between the two.
Understand.
Now, if one of them is nowhere to be found, well, then obviously you're not doing that.
That's why I said ignore his current situation, because he's saying that this should not occur at all because of situations like his. And I'm saying there are situations where this could be beneficial to the kids involved. If his situation notwithstanding, there is a loving adoptive father who wants to replace an absent biological father.
Point made. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. We've got more coming up.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
From New York Times and Wall Street Journal bestselling author Larry Correa comes the latest chapter of the epic military fantasy saga of The Forgotten Warrior. When the Grand Inquisitor perverts the law in his genocidal plot to kill every man, woman, and child in the Untouchable cast, only the traitor, Ashok Badal, and the Sons of the Black Sword stand in his way. It is war he wants. It is war he will get. Bane Books presents Destroyer of Worlds. Available September 1st, wherever books are sold. Visit MonsterHunterNation.com for more.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Texas Supreme Court has rejected a request to throw out more than 125,000 early votes cast at drive-through polling stations in Harris County. A handful of Republican activists and candidates had filed the request to throw out the votes from the county that includes Houston, arguing that drive-through voting locations had violated Texas law. The court denied the request without issuing an opinion. There is still a case in federal court making a similar argument that will be heard Monday morning in an emergency hearing. Fire crews in northern Colorado are still trying to tamp down the two largest wildfires in the state's history, even as many areas have seen several inches of snow in recent days. Officials say that nearly 700 structures have been burned by the East Troublesome and Cameron Peak fires, but crews are still working to assess the full scale of damage done by the blazes. The East Troublesome fire is still only 30% contained, while the larger Cameron Peak fire is 64% contained. This is USA Radio News. It's a race to the finish line as both presidential candidates are making their closing arguments to voters. President Trump is spending the Sunday before the election holding rallies in five different battleground states. He told supporters in Iowa that the choice in this election is between a lockdown and a recovery.
We're going to be booming. Could have the greatest year. Yeah, the best year we've ever had last year. We're going to have the best year next year. We're set for it. It's a choice between a deadly Biden lockdown. He wants to lock down. We're never locking down.
And at a Get Out the Vote event in Philadelphia, former Vice President Joe Biden told his supporters they have the power to change the administration.
In 2 days, we can put an end to a president that has failed to protect this nation. In 2 days, we can put an end to a presidency that fanned the flames of hate, poured gasoline on every opportunity he had all across this nation.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. Welcome back, everybody. It's the live call-in radio talk show where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about anything you like. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. With you in the studio tonight, it's myself, the Captain.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021. Yes, at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, ForkFest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021, and we'll see you at ForkFest.party. I'll be there. Come party with me.
Looking forward to the naked bonfire.
Which one?
Just throwing it out there. Make it happen.
Make it happen, Captain?
Make it happen, Captain.
That was not the event I was planning to hold, but if you would like to put on such an event, please do.
If it happens to be an event, maybe we'll see.
All right.
Well, I would like to let you know officially that if you don't do this, I will be kidnapping you and keeping you in my basement.
What do you think? You're some kind of...
That is how people in an evolved, civilized society deal with their problems.
Yeah, what do you think you are? Some kind of government?
Moron! I'm not!
We began briefly talking about this article from Mises.org.
You just teased it.
How to limit social media's power without growing government. And the article goes, censorship by private companies is a topic that divides free marketers, but has suddenly become important in the wake of Twitter and Facebook's recent attempts to squash a New York Post story alleging corruption in the Biden family, among other stories.
Amongst a lot of things.
This isn't the first thing that these two social media companies have tried to censor, but it is possibly the most relevant currently.
That was fun. So their first tactic is you just can't have this link. You cannot have a link to this information. We will not post it.
Right.
And then they mysteriously shut down completely, which happened right after, okay, you can't have this link. And then all of a sudden it's trending, censorship on Twitter, all of those hashtags. And suddenly there's just no Twitter for a little while.
So yeah. Isn't that a market function? Right. Can't you just say that the market took care of that one? Right. Twitter, being the free company that they're allowed to be, said like, no, we can limit what we post. We can choose what we post. We can edit what we post. And the market goes like, no, we're not having that. If you're going to be the censorship, we're going to point it out and blast you for it. And it caused enough of a backlash for the corporation, Twitter, to reconsider.
Yeah, I would say that is a market action, or okay, at least a reaction.
Sure.
A market reaction.
Function of the market.
Yes.
To regulate the business.
Yes. But without doing it using, an institution of violence.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. Yeah.
Well, if fully informed voters vote for the guy I don't like, then we can't have fully informed voters. Duh.
Well, public schooling, you can't have fully informed voters either. So, last year, economist James Miller argued that just as the power company can't turn off your electricity for being a Trump supporter, social media companies shouldn't be able to silence you for your political opinions. Others have argued that companies can silence whomever they like because it's their company. This is a red herring that misses the fact that reform would actually reduce government intervention by narrowing something called Section 230 immunity.
And one thing about this is they don't present themselves as a service that's going to do this. Like, when you sign up for a Twitter account, there's nowhere in that, unreadable contract that you sign that says, oh, by the way, here's our political leanings, and if you step outside of those, here's what will happen to you.
Yeah.
It's like that if that was in the agreement, not that anyone reads them, I mean, it would be at least a halfway fair thing to do.
And, okay, so to be fair to Twitter, for a very, very long time from their inception, they were probably the most free speech social media platform out there.
Were.
And from their perspective and from some of the people in the tech industry, the reason that they scaled that back was because free speech turned into online harassment, and then they had to regulate speech in order to create a platform that was inclusive of other people.
So,
hold on. This is a platform where you could silence someone who starts harassing you, right? Like, you can click a little button, and then, I'm not on Twitter, but from what I understand, if I'm on Twitter and you're saying things to me I don't like, I can just mute you.
You could.
So, what's the problem?
I could then create another account very easily and start harassing you again. And then you are playing this infinite game of how many people can I block that creates new accounts very quickly until the platform itself becomes unusable to you because it's prohibitively difficult and annoying to continue to do that, and the trolls take over.
Mm.
So they go, we're not going to have this. We want you, the proper user of the platform, to have a good experience. We're going to limit the speech of the trolls, and we get to determine who that is.
Continuing on. First, what free marketers agree on. Regulation of speech by government is both unconstitutional and a very bad idea. From 1949 to 1987, the so-called fairness doctrine was used to utterly silence the right. Rush Limbaugh was a salesman for the Kansas City Royals until Reagan finally repealed the rule, and Murray Rothbard famously could fit the entire libertarian movement into a living room. The doctrine's repeal opened the floodgates for talk radio, then Fox News, and now content from the Mises Institute to Prager University to even Babylon Bee, which we've talked about tonight. Given the vast majority of federal workers remain partisan Democrats, the deep state, if you will, has not changed its colors. Reimposing regulations of speech likely means a return to socialist domination of speech. However, comma, actual solutions being proposed involve not more regulations, but less.
Yay! Let's hope.
Well, yeah, let's find out. In particular, narrowing an immunity that was granted to online platforms in Section 230 of the 1996 Communications Decency Act, this was a special immunity from liability for user-posted content so long as the company was acting as a platform open to all comers. Think common carrier rules, such as those with the phone company. I've heard this on the social media. People are like, imagine if your phone company discontinued your service because they didn't like you conversing about your candidate of choice.
They were listening to you talk about your presidential pick.
Right. And they decided, didn't. No. They're like, oh, he's for Trump? Nope, we're disconnecting his service.
Right.
Oh, he likes Biden? No, we're disconnecting his service.
Which wouldn't be a problem if you had a bunch to pick from. If you had more than, say, one phone company, which we had for a very long time, then that wouldn't be such a problem. You go, oh, you're bigoted. Okay, well, I'm going to go to a phone company that actually works.
Who's your phone company? Ma Trump? It's like being T-Mobile's top five. Remember that? You can only call other Trump supporters.
Oh, yeah. They used to have, like, your circle of five. Yeah. I think is what they called it. Yeah.
You can only talk to those people now.
Ironically, an original selling point of Section 230 was to prevent censorship by creating a safe harbor so companies could let people express themselves online, and that's how Section 230 worked for the first 20 years. On the understanding that active censorship would convert an online platform into a publisher with the same liability exposure as, say, a newspaper. What a novel idea. 855-450-3733. Should social media be treated as publishers? More Free Talk Live coming up.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live.
Yeah!
Yeah! Yeehaw. Can I get a hell yeah?
Hell yeah!
Hell yeah, brother! No, it's not the WWE.
Darn.
Or the WWF. It's not the World Wildlife Foundation. It is Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. If you call now, we might have time to get you on the air here in this final segment. In the studio, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Pigless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
And I just want to take a minute. I would like to take a moment and say thank you to Lonnie Gopal. Lonnie Gopal is a platinum level amplifier of Free Talk Live. What is an amplifier, you might ask, and ask you might. You can find out over at amp.freetalklive.com. We have different levels. We only ask for $5. You can give more if you want. Different levels will give you slightly different little perks. But you can sponsor the show and help us get on more radio stations than we're currently on. We're on something like 190 radio stations right now. We could be on 200. We could be on 250, maybe even 300. It's all up to you. The money goes
all the stations.
The money goes exclusively to get us on more radio shows. So, you know, Richie Rich isn't putting it in his pocket. Peakless Mountaineer isn't using it for, you know, climbing gear. And I'm not using it to further my many names. It is going directly to get
more
us,
lordships
to get us on.
Can I get a dukedom?
Radio stations.
Where's my duchy?
The Duke Peakless Mountaineer?
High Bishop?
Well, it depends on the amount of marijuana you intake. The high bishop. He could hang out with the high priest.
Depending on that, I might lose the ability to count.
Hindering your dukeship?
Yeah. Count, duke.
Nope.
We've been talking about this article from Mises.org that poses the question, how to limit social media's power without growing government. And the article continues and says, ironically, the selling point of Section 230 was to prevent censorship. But from a business perspective, this platform publisher distinction was existential for social media companies because liability exposure would mean either ruinous lawsuits for crazy things users say, or it would require an army of content monitoring lawyers to meticulously pre-approve the 500 million tweets per day that are sent on Twitter. This meant up until 2016 that social media companies were very careful to maintain a hands-off policy, allowing essentially all legal speech so that they wouldn't lose that shield.
Until recently.
Yeah, which was great.
Wait, so a corporation has a special kind of legal shield given to it by the government? Well, that couldn't possibly end poorly.
Right. This started changing around 2016 as progressive pressure was brought against social media companies for the sin of giving voice to conservatives during the Brexit referendum, followed soon after by Donald Trump's election victory. Meanwhile, individual judges increasingly interpreted 230 more broadly as permitting censorship at will. In fact, European regulators actually started requiring censorship for any speech individual regulators personally regarded as too right-wing. This, unfortunately, built a broad censorship capability in social media companies.
So the people on the alt-right were correct. This is definitely right-wing censorship.
Well, I haven't heard of anyone calling for, oh, nope, that's too far left. That's too far left. That's straight up Marxism. You can't be allowed to talk about that.
Yeah, it does seem to flow more in one direction than any other direction from my experience. Anyway, I do indeed seeing things happen on social media like the Ministry of Truth. I mean, I'm sorry, the Facebook fact checkers. Same thing, right?
Those are ridiculous.
Different title. and it's to a point now where they just speak in vagaries, right?
They take it down to semantics as opposed to the actual content of the message.
Yeah, they say
are
things
you,
like...
Are you following the community guidelines of Minitrue?
No, I'm not. They say things like, there may be some context missing. And now it's false. It's false because there may be some context missed. No, it's just that they can't say we looked at it and we didn't find anything wrong. They can't say that for some reason.
Depends on the definition of what the word is means.
Or context, I guess, in this matter. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have Robert in South Carolina calling. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to point out you were getting to something, but I don't think you finished up that topic. When you have very powerful people, very powerful organizations like Microsoft and Twitter and Facebook and
Google and Amazon and Apple.
Yeah, and Apple, exactly. And they're very powerful organizations because there are only about four or five of them that control basically everything that goes over the Internet in terms of social communications. So they should get together and make sure that that stays under control and they don't overstep their own bounds. The same thing with the power companies and with the phone company AT&T back at the beginning. Of course, AT&T realized, and AT&T, I remember those days, AT&T was a very, very, very cooperative organization because the last thing that they wanted was too much government around their neck. And they were smart enough to realize that the best way to get the government around your neck is allow all hell to break loose and then the government will have to come in. But that's why they never allowed it. They were always very, very kind to AT&T. If you had a dispute with them with finances or the phone bill or something like that, they would always take care of that.
Robert, do you remember Bell?
I remember Bell very clearly at the beginning, in the old days.
It was a complete monopoly. You only had one choice of phone provider. You went to the phone company. There was no other company to go to. And what happened when Bell broke up?
Well, was forced to break up.
Correct.
By the government.
Right. What happened when they broke up?
Well, it didn't happen really quickly. What happened was there was one company that operated one phone line between New York City and Chicago, Illinois, and then of course they expanded from there. But it took a while. But what happened was they got challenged in court, and it caused the breakup of AT&T, and it was a big famous case.
What happened as a result of the breakup is what I'm getting at. I'll just go ahead and tell you what happened is more companies formed, and it created competition. And this competition led to, as it always does, innovation, right? From that innovation, we got things like the internet.
Options give us
cell phones.
Wait, okay, hold on a second then. Are you saying that it's good when governments break up monopolies?
I'm saying it's good when monopolies are not allowed to continue.
Okay.
And here's the thing. All of these monopolies form because of the unimaginable regulations that the government puts on telecommunications companies so that we can't form functional telecommunications companies in the first place. And whether it's Twitter or whether it's AT&T or Ma Bell, having that much regulation on entry means that we don't have options, so we can't get to the point where we have a functional system.
Right.
Well, and in the case of at least Facebook and Twitter, there is an abundance of competition available, just no one wants to use it because it's not as good yet.
Right. Anybody can put up a website and call it whatever they want to call it, a social media company. You have to have the backbone behind it, and then you have to attract all of the users, arguably, right, or at least a large quantity of them, or large enough quantity to make it go.
And I don't fault Facebook and Twitter because their competition can't attract those users.
Well, I always find that when you dig into those things, there are some really shady sources of a lot of the resources that these companies have used to become a dominant market force.
Yes. So having said all that, Robert, go ahead and finish your thought. I don't think you got your thought out.
Yes, the rest of my thought was that you're not completely right about AT&T. They did have a lot of innovation, and they dedicated a lot of their money toward innovation as well. I remember when I was in the kindergarten, and that was a long, long time ago, AT&T came over to our little kindergarten in Greenwood Lake, New York, and brought us the first, one of the first demonstrators for light communication over light. I remember the man put his hand between the two boxes that he had, and when he put his hand in the light, the communication stopped immediately, which means that it was actually going over the light. And that was they had money to invest for research and development, and they used it for that purpose. And they had plenty of other money for other purposes as well. There was cronyism, no question about it. In the old days, if you belonged to a certain ethnic group, you could always get a job at the phone company if you didn't have one. And I remember in New York City back in the old days, if you belonged to another ethnic group, you could always get a job as a teacher. There was cronyism back in the old days, but on the other hand, there was money for investment because they had an overflow of cash.
Well, yeah, they were a monopoly. They had no competition, so of course.
Yeah, and that's right. That's the bright side of the darker side. The darker side is what we just spoke about. But there was when you have an oversupply of cash, there is money to go into innovation. Maybe not as much, but the socialist societies, which is basically what that is.
All right, thank you for
there's also a whole lot of money that goes into lobbyists that doesn't go into innovation.
And I would rather open up competition for monopolies rather than break them up by government decree.
I would too. We're out of time for tonight. Thanks, everybody. You can find more at freetalklive.com. Peace.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin tops 13,000 and breaks its own record for consecutive days above 10,000. Satoshi Nakamoto, if alive, enters the top 200 world's wealthiest people. DC, International Monetary Fund Manager, warns of major financial reset imminent. PayPal begins selling and accepting Bitcoin. Bitcoin goes mainstream. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.